The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a good week. I have had a great rest, an absolutely wonderful weekend spent with my family, and I'm feeling refreshed and ready to go. As a matter of fact, I actually closed out my Bitcoin short trade. I didn't get the exact out I wanted because I took the weekend off. I didn't move my stop. That being said, from the entry, which was up around, 56.83 with a stop at 57.78, that was a $95 move, a $95 stop loss with a $1,700 move or thereabouts. It was a 17.2-to-1 trade. Yes, 17.2 times your risk was what you would have made on that had you have taken that short. You add some leverage to that and that becomes very tasty. $1,000 risk to $7,000 reward. Now, it was a great move, a great trade, and I'm very, very happy. My account is now flat. I also got a profit out of Monero last week as well, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from my community saying to people that this is the best week, or the last week was the best week of trading that they have ever had, which is wonderful to hear, and it's why I do this, and it's bloody awesome because the market fell, and while everyone else was scared, we weren't. We were poised, ready, and we executed our trades flawlessly as we do. So I'm very proud to say that many in the community have done very well, and I'm very proud to say that I was able to help with that. And to those of you who have had your first VIP scan today, welcome to the community, because I know that with the Black Friday sale that we've just gone through, a lot of you did take a part of that. So well done, congratulations, and welcome to the tribe. I look forward to you guys learning a great deal over the next few weeks. And hopefully for a lot longer than the next few weeks. But looking at the markets now, we have seen a bounce. And does that mean the bottom's in? I am not going to be saying anything at all because I don't know. Bottom line is neither do you. Neither does anybody. Nobody knows, okay? Nobody knows. So, you know, I notice a lot of people in all the groups that I look at, I keep an eye on what the sentiment is like. Everyone's going, is it the bottom? Is it the bottom? Oh, here's the bottom. Here's the bottom. Every time there's a bloody green tick, they say it's the bottom. Now, let's be realistic here. You don't know. We don't know. We could just as well move up to 5,000, then tank back down to 3. This is normal market behavior. Yes, I said it is normal market behavior because this market is not a normal market. It's highly volatile. It's highly it's highly explosive. And that's why I am here, because of the types of moves we've had. 1 week, guys, 17-1. 1% risk, 17% reward was the potential there. You don't get that elsewhere at the minute, not very often. So what are we doing this week? Well, basically, I'm flat. I'm sitting flat. I've got no trades on right now, and I am very, very happy about that. I'm very relaxed about that. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. you know, my whole month has just been absolutely fantastic because of that trade and a few others that I've taken. It was a chip away month until that came along, and that's a great lesson in understanding that you don't need to have lots of very big trades. You just got to chip away, and then eventually, you know, once you've got the experience to know when and what, you take that swing. We took that swing. I did it all on MarketView. I did it all for the VIP members and live trading floor community members. They were all there watching, learning, and understanding what's going on. The second time we've done that, actually, the Bitcoin Cash trade earlier in the year also did a very, very good job of that as well. So yeah, today I'm feeling pretty good. Today the market is recovering somewhat, but that can change very quick. Don't build yourself up or buy into the hype of these are the bottoms. They may be, they may not be. Right now, there is absolutely nothing to suggest that this can't move lower. As a matter of fact, I'll be lining up looking for more shorting opportunities. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a bit of a move this week a bit higher because we are so overextended, but I wouldn't be getting too much more excited beyond that. One thing I can also say is the candles are starting to get really big now. Now, if you go back and have a good look back when we saw the highs in Bitcoin, when we hit that $20,000 mark or thereabouts, you watch what happens. It goes from smooth bullish candles to really funky big candles. That is the point at which you start to get a signal that, okay, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of buying and a lot of selling. The market's starting to become a little bit more confused, and then we saw the fall. Now, I'm not saying that we are there yet, but keep an eye on those sorts of signs. Again, you'll learn that in the courses, guys. For those that all jumped in, you'll start to understand what big candles mean, the overextension of moving averages. It's all there. It's all there to help you guys to understand tops and bottoms. I don't pick tops. I don't pick bottoms. I trade the chunk in the middle. And thankfully, I've been pretty bloody good at it the last couple of weeks, and it's been a fantastic run. The other thing is I'm not really that keen on taking too many trades this week because it just sounds like I might be off to Mauritius on Thursday or Friday, so that could be interesting as well. Anyway, still yet to determine whether or not they're going to get us out there for that. We shall wait and see. For the time being, guys, just stay calm, be cool, and look for your opportunities. Because let me tell you, last week, when a lot of people were crying, we were clapping. And that's not, again, that's not to say told you so, nothing like that. It's to give you an opportunity, to give you some perspective and understand that you can make money in more than just one direction. Have a fantastic day, guys, and a great start to your week. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.